Pretty Animal here on December 23rd. I still got the lousy phone. I will not shout.
On the animal show.
Quiet. The other day, my good friend Trish McFarlane on Twitter told me she was enjoying the recording of my last week's show. And I said, you know what, dear? I got slaughtered for that show. It barely got going when that guy Alan Whitebread over in England started hollering, where's the beef? You know, first he had to listen to me talk, then the slouch called in to say hello, then we sang a little song and Al didn't like that. Well, here's what I say to Al. You don't like singing? Go back where you came from. And you know where he came from? The Bill Boorman Show. I didn't tell him to come here. Stay there. Speaking of Bill Boorman, my good friend, that guy accused me this week of twisting his words on Twitter after he spoke on his show. And that's not true. And since he recruited her, she accused me of twisting what the EW monster said. And you know what? That's not true either. I don't do that. I'll tell you what happens. These guys mouth off on the air, and then when they calm down and see what they said, they have the blowhard's remorse, so they attack the messenger. That's easy, isn't it? But let me get back to last week's show. Here's what the Cincy recruiter had to say about it. She said she rarely listens to my show. Thank you. But when she does, she expects it to be fun, and last week it wasn't fun. It was too educational for her. Wait till you hear what she put on her LinkedIn profile about continuous education. I'll get her! Then Jerry, my announcer, called me up after the show just to tell me that he gave it a rating of 6.5. Thank you, Jerry! Then Jerry Jeff Lipschultz, a professional nice guy, he told me he gave it a nice guy 7, which really means a 4. And he explained to me why. He said he really doesn't like the joking either. Him and Al Whitebread, don't listen! Anyway, here's my point. Here's my point in my whole announcement. If today's show is no good, blame it on Laura Veazer. I'm going to spell her name for you. She set up the show, and she just sent me a message that she can't call in. Who knows what she's doing? Laura, V-E-Z-E-R. She bugged me to get this guy on. His name is Neil Schaefer. I'm going to spell his name because it's on Twitter. N-E-A-L-S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R. You know, he's in my bad books already because why can't he spell Neil like everybody else? Anyway, and then someone told me he promised her that if she submitted her LinkedIn profile for review on this show, we'd go easy on her. Who's he? He's never called in and he's running the show already. Is he crazy? Anyway, final thing before we get going. I got a message from my good friend at Resume Strategies. Her bozo student or friend or something puts his LinkedIn profile forward for review by Neil Schaefer. And then Neil calls me this morning and says he can't get through to it. You know why? Because that bozo changed the URL. Yeah, he puts it forward and then tries to correct it at the last minute. Now, you're wondering, has everybody done that? I can assure you, no, they haven't, because there's going to be plenty to criticize on the LinkedIn profile review on Jerry. Jerry, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show!
Wow, that was terrific. A little too long, but I loved it. I loved it. Neil Schaefer, are you there?
I am. Unlike Laura.
You're like, what's the noise in the background at your place? Come on. Jerry had noise going when I was doing my intro. I don't like background noise. Where are you, in a mall?
Not my noise, my friend.
Who's making that noise? Vacuum cleaner or something? Turn it off or I'll have to cut everybody. Okay, Neil, how do you say your name?
N-E-A-L, the proper way.
You know
way.
What? Some idiot is listening to the show on the speakers and calling in at the same time. What are you, stupid? Smarten up! Okay, Neil, how do you say your name? I hope it's not you, Maureen. How do you say your name, Neil?
N-E-A-L.
N-E-A-L. That's how you spell it. How do you say it?
Neil.
And what about Schaefer?
S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R. Schaefer.
How do you say it? How do you say it?
Schaefer. Schaefer. Neil Schaefer.
Okay. You know, Paul Schaefer doesn't spell it like that, does he?
Well, I don't know if I'm in the same league as Paul Schaefer.
Okay, well, geez, what are you, his cousin or something? Anyway, let's move on. Okay, you know what? We've got so many people who want their stuff reviewed. I don't know who's called in. We'll check in a second. We'll do those guys first, I guess. But first, let's introduce you. Who are you? And we're going to judge you on your introduction of yourself. Go ahead.
I am a social media author, speaker, and consultant. Just published a book, Understanding, Leveraging, and Maximizing LinkedIn.
Hey, you know, slow down, will you? We don't understand what you're saying. What was the name of that book?
Understanding, Leveraging, and Maximizing LinkedIn.
You know, leveraging is a bad word on the Animal Show, just tell you. But it's called Understanding, Leveraging, and Maximizing LinkedIn. Is that the name of it?
That's correct.
And there's a picture of it on recruitinganimal.com. There's also a list of all the people who submitted their profiles, and it's numbered, and you might want to follow it because you just have to click those links, and you'll be seeing exactly the same thing as we're talking about, okay? That was nice of me, wasn't it, Neil? It was convenient. Okay, so, Neil, what do you have? Is that like you're an independent consultant? Is that what you are? Neil?
You just answered
my
question. Yes, I am.
Are you an independent consultant?
I am a sole proprietor. That's correct.
Yeah, and what did you do before you were an independent consultant?
I was a high-tech sales and business development executive.
Oh, really? And you decided to move into social media consulting or LinkedIn consulting specifically? Is that what you do?
Well, it was in transition when I started embracing social media, and that's where I realized the potential benefits.
What does that mean? You were unemployed in transition, and so you decided to become a consultant? Is that...
Say it like it is.
That's what it's all about, Maureen.
Well,
what?
Being in transition usually means being in between jobs, so that's a correct statement.
Okay, great. And you decided, why should I go back to work for someone else when I got a gig here, right?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm doing it in parallel. I'm a passive job seeker, but I'm also actively seeking out opportunities.
Okay, so you're looking for a job yourself right now? Let's put it out there.
I'm a passive job seeker.
Okay, what would you like? What kind of a job should you... There's recruiters on this show. What should they call you about? You want to be a sales rep for automotive adhesives in Toronto East?
Nah, no thanks.
Okay, go
no,
ahead.
No, my passion right now is in social media, and I'm looking for opportunities to help small businesses with their social media campaigns.
Okay, so how can they get in touch with you if they want to do that?
Well, they can go to my website, windmillnetworking.com.
You've got to slow down a little, okay, if you want people to understand you on the show. Windmillnetworking.com. We have a lot of people, international types, listening. Go ahead.
Windmillnetworking.com, or because I spelled and said my name a few times, they can just, you know, contact me on Twitter.
You know, windmill is much easier. Okay. And now we're going to, we got to sing before we go ahead. Now, there was a song I sang last week. Nobody got involved. I want to do it again, but we'll just do another verse, okay? It's called You Don't Own Me. Do you know that song?
You know, I don't.
Okay.
He's
well,
Gen Y.
I know it.
He says he isn't. He told me on the phone I would be surprised how old he is. I'm not going to ask him.
That's
but
all
I
am.
Who knows the song? Who knows it? Was that Rayanne?
Janice.
So Janice knows every 60s song.
Yeah.
Maureen knows them as well. And Maureen has guts, even though she's always off key. But Neil, I'm going to feed you the lyrics. You're going to repeat them back to me. And we won't go any forward in the show until you actually do that. Okay?
Okay.
So it goes, I'm young and I love to be young. Your turn.
I'm young and I love to be young.
You got to try to sing the next line, okay? Just put a little something.
He doesn't know the
okay?
tune. Give him the tune.
Yeah, I'm giving him the tune. I'm
sort
free.
Of, kind of.
And I love to be free. You girls do it with him.
I'm free.
Free
and I love to be free.
To live my life the way that I choose. Come on, Neil.
To live my life the way that I choose.
And to do whatever I please.
And to do whatever I please.
Okay, that's it. He should have done it himself. Thanks anyway. Okay, Neil, before we get going, is there a checklist of things you look for on a LinkedIn profile?
Yeah, that was
profile?
Fun, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Ohio
right.
rocks.
Okay, is there something else you do? You know, Neil, are you there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have like a bean counter checklist sitting next to me. It's I look at things from importance to, you know, just starting from the top to the bottom of a profile, and there's
no
always
checklist.
Things that...
Okay, no checklist. Fine. So let me ask you some specific questions. Should people put an email address in a LinkedIn profile? There was a guy. Well, I'll say one of the guys who Richard_Origin on Twitter. His actual name is Richard Tuamasi. I don't know how to say it. Tuamasi. Richard Tuamasi. He puts his contact info in there, and I like that. He says to speak further or to send your CV job specification and discuss opportunities with me. It's a mouthful. Please email the following address. And then he gives his richard@originforward.com or call me, and he gives a phone number. I think that's good. What do you think?
I agree. That's what contact settings are for.
Wait a minute. LinkedIn threw my ass off for 3 days for doing that. Told
well,
me that's why they threw me off.
You're not supposed to talk about your ass, okay, on this show.
Told me that's why they threw me off, because I had my email on my profile.
Well, yeah, if it's actually against LinkedIn regulation if you do that, but, you know, a lot of people do it. A lot of people try to put it, like, in a summary on their name, like Neil Schaefer, then dash my email address next to my name, and that's definitely a no-no. They'll, you know, if it's prominent.
No, I had mine in the body. I did not have it up front on the top. I had it in the body, and I guess they do audits, and they.
Did you know you're Irish, Maureen? Maybe that's the reason.
Maybe I was poaching their space. I don't know.
Okay, so Neil, you think it's good, but the odd person might have trouble. They let her back on in the end, so it's worth a risk, right?
There you go.
But is it? I wouldn't do it again.
No, you wouldn't, but the first time you didn't get it, you got back on, right?
Yeah,
it's a bit scary, though. It's a bit scary, isn't it, Maureen?
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't like it. 3 days of love
and peace without LinkedIn. Okay, I just got to keep going, okay?
I played it in
what about
vanity.
Experienced in the tagline? I'm an experienced recruiter. Experience means nothing, right? It's garbage. Am I right about that, Neil?
Oh, you love that, don't you?
Well, I hate it.
That tagline is the most important part of your profile, right? Because that's where people are going to see your name in the search results.
Is there a name for? Is that just called a tagline? Is there a name for that field right under your name?
I call it professional headline.
Okay, fine. But that's right under your name. Okay.
Yeah, you can call whatever you want, but that's the place where you really got to brand it, you know? That's the place where you really got to stick out from everyone else. And experience is a pretty generic term.
It's boring. It's dull. It's just bragging without any substance. Am I right?
Well, I mean, it really depends on that person's experience and, you know, what the rest of their title says.
Doesn't
say
how
what's
much
the
experience
better word?
They have. Nothing. You'll see this. I got to tell you, those, what did you call them, headlines?
Professional headlines.
Professional headlines. They're so terrible. The stuff people have written in there is such garbage. It's unbelievable. Let's just keep going then. Okay.
Shouldn't you really there have something that's more quantifiable?
Yeah,
such
maybe.
As, you know, 10 years upgrading Oracle applications from release 2
that's
up
pretty
through
good.
19.
That's good.
Definitive.
Well,
okay.
I don't know. I mean, that's your brand. That's where you want to hook people in. And because a brand also sometimes you should have some sort of emotional bond with the reader.
Yeah, that's garbage. Emotional bonds, that's the big mistake people are making. I want everybody to go to www.recruitinganimal.com. Click on number one, Amitai Giverts. We're going to start off with him. I'm just going to do a little promo. Amitai Giverts is a friend of mine, but that won't stop me from saying that his LinkedIn page stinks, okay? And that's how this show actually took its form. I was arguing with him the other day. I really didn't have anything to talk to Neil about. And I said, you know, this is so terrible. Why don't we just look at other people's terrible garbage on LinkedIn as well? And that's how we came to have it. Now, he's a smart guy. Just so you know, he put together, using Firefox, a sourcing machine, essentially. You put your Boolean search into his Firefox machine. You just click the button, and it starts filing all the resumes or profiles it finds online. It dumps it into a file folder for you. And it will keep doing that for as long as you want. Now, you have to put in a good search string to filter out all the stuff you don't want. But it's a great idea. He gives it away for free. He might charge you for teaching you how to use it, but you can have it for free if you want to figure it out yourself. His website, grecruiter.com or amitigiverts.com or brownbagrecruiter.com. He tells you everything there, but really it's onerous going through that. So anyway, now you know who he is. He was an RP. He was a sales manager for a recruitment processing company, RPO, recruitment process outsourcing company. And this is his professional headline. innovator, activist, advisor, and coach, working where talent management, creativity, and business development meet. That says nothing. I mean, it's a little easier that I read it, but you just see this bunch of words in that little space that really don't say anything. Does that say anything to you, Neil?
Yeah, you know, I was looking through all the professional headlines of all these people, and this one was a question mark to me, and I have to agree with you there, Animal. I mean, activist is one of the things in his brand, right? I want to hire an activist?
No, activist is not a job title. Jerry, would you agree? Jerry will agree with me on this,
correct.
Won't you?
That is correct.
Garbage, right, Jerry?
Well, I don't know about garbage. You could do better. You could do better.
He's a nice guy. He's got kids.
I'm a nice guy.
He's nicer than I am. Okay. So what should he – well, you know, we don't have to say what he should put in there, but that's a mistake. Why would you say it's a mistake? I would say everything's airy-fairy, you know. It doesn't really say what his job is, right?
Coach. Yeah, I mean, obviously he's trying to tie in sort of the sales biz dev background with the recruiting and coaching. So he has a unique skill set. I think there's a better way to do it.
Do you have any ideas?
Say recruiter.
Yeah, I don't know what he is. Anyway,
but that's not his first line. His first line is, you know, 15 years experience in staffing and recruiting with 25 years in planning.
Jerry, you're right on. But that's not the job he wants anymore. He's a tough position because he's like kind of a career changer. Okay, I'll speed it up. Okay,
okay,
now, do you want to say something else about Amy?
No. Hi, Amy.
Neil.
I'm cool.
You're cool. That's all you had to say on this profile? Here's what else I told him. His name is not English. Amitai Giverts. It's hard to remember. Everybody calls him Amy. Why not shorten his name to AMI? But he's, you know, married to Amitai. Oh, I like the sound of it, he says. Well, that's stupid in my opinion. Does anybody have an opinion on that?
Talk to his parents about it, man. Don't get all over him. It's his name.
Yeah,
let
okay,
go,
but he's got a name, Amy, as well. AMI. That's much easier than Amitai. Wouldn't you say so?
Animal, I agree with you 100%.
Who are you?
Mike Raymer.
Mike Raymer, right on, Mike. Thank you.
Hi, Mike.
Coach.
Hi, guys.
Okay,
Animal,
nobody
I think
else.
The most important thing is to have a very easy to spell, recognizable name. I mean, that's our brand, right? And if
yeah.
it's hard to spell, then find a pseudonym or find a different name. So I agree with you. Amitai Giver. It's hard to spell. Can't remember it. Can't look him up online. Can't find him.
Especially when he's got an alternate, Amy, that's so good. But I'll just say one more thing about that headline or tagline. When I'm doing a search on Twitter for you know, any kind of professional person, talent, I use job titles. And when I look at, you know, when you're looking through a stack of these things, it takes a long time. You want to get the information right away in that little headline so you know if you can read farther. You don't want to have to waste a lot of time reading through dense material that's vague and uninformative.
Especially
in the headline.
When you want to really waste all your time on Twitter. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Thanks, Jerry. You know, what are friends
for,
right?
Is Carl
okay.
Chapman here?
Okay. You know, Neil, what excited you about the I'll throw it over to you. What is it you want to say?
About Amitai? Well, no,
About Amitai. Obviously, Amitai's not – I could talk about this. I could talk about this profile the whole show, but you can't. So you take over. Go ahead. Laura said you're interesting.
Okay. Well, my whole thing on the LinkedIn profile – look, you guys are recruiters. I'm not. I'm looking at it from the opposite perspective. So what you guys are saying is obviously the most important thing. From my perspective, though,
you're the expert. You're selling your services, and you're telling me I know better than you?
No, I'm recruiting you, Duke, because I'm not a recruiter. I've never recruited.
Can I ask
you? We're talking
question?
About LinkedIn. You should be able to see it from all angles. Come on.
Can I ask?
Yeah, I'm
what
seeing
is
it.
The...
I'm seeing it, Animal. I'm getting revved up here, but I'm on Pacific Standard Time here. But the important thing is that I see a lot of job seekers. They throw together LinkedIn profiles. They don't realize that people are going to perceive of them what they put on their profile, which means that something like innovator or activist, excuse me, something like innovator or activist, like in the headline, it's going to stick with people. It's like, is that what you would say in a conversation with someone? Because it better be really important because everyone in the world can see it now. So
it's kind of like cigarette smoker with 10 years of, you know, engineering background.
I know, that's how I feel this morning, but I've never smoked. But anyway, important point is that people really need to proactively manage what they put out there, and that's why I talk about the branding thing, and some people say, well, the branding is BS. But at the end of the day, if you're looking at all these profiles on LinkedIn,
at the end of the day is something you don't say on this show, okay? You don't say reach out. You don't say at the end of the day. I don't know. There's others. But, okay, just get to the point yourself, okay,
you
will
you? Don't say okay either.
Is that
not my second strike?
Important
100 times, Janice. Okay,
I agree.
Go ahead.
Important message is really to proactively manage, proactively control what you have out there.
Give an example of a good important message this guy could have used.
He doesn't know enough about Amy. We're going to move on. Next,
For instance, let's Maureen, you're on the air right now, right? You have a status update that's like 8 months ago. Maureen Shreve is trying to understand how our interests shape our work.
Shame on you.
And she's on this show?
You know what? I just want to tell Cincy Recruiter, wait till we get to your profile. She says here, guests on Animal Show recommending Amitai Givert change his name to something more searchable. What? That's dumb.
No, I didn't say that.
You're dumb. Wait till I take apart your profile.
I can't wait.
Oh, you're here. Oh, good. What are you writing it up there for then? You should have spoken up. Okay. Neil, get it out. Do you want to say something or do I have to do all the talking?
Oh, I can continue talking. I can continue going through the profiles.
Yeah, but when you – okay, go through the next profile. Amy's finished.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm still on Maureen here, if you don't mind.
Fine, yeah.
Okay, so we talk about this profile headline right under your name or, you know, it's going to be the important branded part of your profile. Well, right there I see –
Maureen is number 15 on recruitinganimal.com, by the way. You want to see your profile, go ahead.
I see immediately before telephone name sourcer, trainer, names generator – which is, you know, that's her brand. That's what she does, is 5000plusconnectstoplink.com.
Yeah. You are so right. That's not relevant there.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So because, you know, you can do a lot of passive things on LinkedIn. You can try to attract people to your profile. You put your email address out there. You try to get people to contact you. You put that information out that you're trying to get invites. And I've done the same thing. So I understand the thought process, but you come to a point where do you really want
that
to be part
of your
brand?
You talk too much. You talk too much. Just get to the point. Here's what he's trying to say, everybody. Maureen, who's like a social media, active social media user, she, on her headline, her tagline, under her name, she's got 5,000 plus connects, toplink.com. Then she gets to her title, telephone name sourcer / magic method trainer names generator. You know what? That's way too much. Just put telephone names sourcer and trainer. That's plenty. I mean, what? These people just talk way too much. Cincy Recruiter, you too. Wait till you get your turn. They just talk. What do they think? I'm going through these profiles. I just want to see it quickly and then read. Then if I want to read more, I'll have the chance later on. Am I right, Neil? Yes or no?
Hit it on the spot.
Okay. Do you want to say something else about Maureen before we go on?
Animal, Mike Kramer again.
Go ahead, Mike.
Animal, I think, again, I hate to agree with you all the time, but I agree with you 100% here. Maureen has got a real nice profile here, but I think she loses a bit right after that headline, and it can be more simple. And I think you're right on. Telephone name sourcer and trainer. And that will get her what she's looking for in the search engines.
Okay.
Can I talk more about search engines and Maureen? She has some tricky stuff going on here.
Go ahead.
Look at her summary. Look at her specialties. She has some guy named Michael Kellerman listed on her profile.
I don't know why.
How did you spell that?
Where is it?
How do you pronounce that? But why?
A nepotism.
Oh, she's got a bunch of people there. Maureen shares specialties. Oh, she's put all these names in there. What is it for? Maureen,
so
what are all those
the
names
name,
for?
When people search the names, her profile comes up.
Yeah.
Oh, do they? Does it really?
It will, but the question is why? Why do it?
Somebody told me to do it.
Who told you? Who told you? Shally?
I forget. Barry Guyman, I think, gave me that good information.
So you think that's cheating, Neil. It's not a wise, it's not a smart trick. Now, what she's doing there, and for the people who don't realize, she just took a bunch of people who are active on social media, and she dumped their names into her profile. So
yeah.
When you search their names, hers is going to come up with it. Does it really work? If it works, it's kind of a nice little hack.
It might work if anybody was even looking for any of this stuff out here.
Yeah.
I mean, who's trying? You know, these profiles might be good, might be bad, but who's looking at them?
Okay, so... So
I don't
fine.
See
okay,
Jerry
that...
Albright's name in there. Hey, Jerry, your name's not in there. Mine's not in there.
Back to Neil Schaefer.
I'll tell you what,
back
I did that
Neil
a couple
Schaefer.
Years ago. That's been
getting
out there
personal,
a couple
huh?
years.
Back to Neil Schaefer.
I'd like to just address Mike's thought there. I do more calling of people than I do sitting here hoping somebody will track me down. So, you know, my LinkedIn profile, I could take it or leave it. It's never done anything for me, even though it's 70% complete, and I think it looks great.
Okay.
So, there you
thanks.
Have
that's Jerry plugging himself just to finish. If someone doesn't know, that's Jerry Albright saying, I'm terrific, I'm smarter than everybody else.
No, but no I did not say any of that.
I don't respect LinkedIn, but my profile's fantastic because I'm fantastic. Okay, go ahead there, Neil. You next. Laura's saying I should be quiet and let you talk. Sorry, you couldn't even call in for your boy here. You left him hanging with me, right? You didn't call in and run interference for him. Go ahead, Neil. Who's got the noise in the background? Please. Guests, are you there?
He bailed.
Did he bail?
Not bad. 26 minutes in the ring with you, he's gone.
Oh, he would.
I don't believe it.
Your guests run away, animals.
Okay, who else wants to talk?
Borman rubbed him out.
I told you he's Gen Y. I told you.
He's not Gen Y, and I think he's calling back. I don't know. There's some. Who wants to say hi? Anybody want to say hi? I'll run through it while we're waiting for him. Here
he comes. Hey, let me in.
Are you back?
I am.
Okay, what happened to you?
I got kicked off, man.
Okay, you're back. What do you want to talk about next? Come on, I got some people. I really wanted to get to some of these profiles. I spent a lot of time reviewing them.
Yeah, we did. I did too. All right, let's go to the next one. This will be short and sweet. Richard Tuomasi, you just
okay.
Mentioned.
I talked about him okay. already. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no photo. He has a corporate logo for his photo.
Jeez.
Jesus.
Sorry, you know
God.
We're
jumping right
I'm
to number
say some
eight.
Bad words if someone makes noise again. Okay, Richard Tuomasi, he doesn't have a photo. You think a photo is important, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I just got to say something about Cindy Recruiter. Not Cindy Recruiter, Cindy Recruiter. She's got a really good profile, but her photo is terrible. It's dark, it's out of focus, and she's not the only one. They've all got lousy photos. They're all out of focus. Are they stupid? I don't get it. I mean, like, go to picnic.com and put sharpen, use the sharpen function, PICNIK.com, and it lets you sharpen your photo, okay? And resize it and crop it and everything. But why do you think a photo is important, Neil?
Well, it's a social networking site. You know, I don't want to network with a logo.
Why not?
Because it's not fun. It's not interesting. I don't know who it is. Is it a fake profile?
I agree.
I could use anyone's photo, okay? I don't agree with you. I don't think a photo is necessary. Someone swimming? What's going on in the background there? Please.
Animal, I disagree with you. I think a photo is extremely important.
Oh, it's the photo guy, Mike Raymer. Come forward, Mike. Say something about it.
Let Neil talk about that.
No. Okay, I got to start taking some of these people off with their bathtub. Who's washing their kids? Who's area code 949? Speak up now or I'm going to mute you. Who's 949?
Hey, it's me, but I'm quiet here.
Okay, who's 512?
That's Texas.
512 is going to get muted. 512 is getting muted right now. Area code 714, who's that?
That's Glenn.
Who's it?
Glenn Loke.
Okay, I'll leave you on. Okay, five, okay.
Glenn Beck?
Is
calling into this show?
Okay, it's quiet now, I think.
Yeah, that's my brother.
Oh, good
okay,
Lord.
Okay, so let's continue. You're bored? Okay.
That's good so Lord, don't
now?
Worry.
Where are we now?
Sounds like Steve Levy on the line.
That's what I was going to say, Levy.
Yeah, it might be.
Do you have something to say, Steve, before we keep going?
Well, yeah, my pictures have changed through the years.
I just got to tell Cindy Recruiter, she's arguing with me, that her picture isn't bad. Everybody, just go take a look on Twitter. Her picture's terrible, okay?
Well, I give it that it's blurry, and the pictures could be better.
It's dark and it's blurry. Go to picnic.com. If you don't know how to do it, I'll do it for you later in the day, okay? It's easy
Merry
to
Christmas.
Fix.
I'd love that. I'll try it.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'll let
so
you know if
listen.
I have trouble.
Here's the. We're not finished with you, but let me finish with Richard. Richard Tuomasi. He doesn't have a photo. Okay. Also, Neil, above the fold. If you've the stuff that you, before you have to scroll down, let's call that above the fold. Who's making that noise? That's above the fold. If you don't have – I look, he's a recruiter. Above the fold, he's got almost nothing that indicates he's a recruiter. That's really stupid. Are you on the phone, Richard? Are you on the phone?
Doing the dishes.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, Neil, would you agree with me? If you're a recruiter and it's not obvious from without scrolling down the page, that's a big mistake, isn't it?
Is he a recruiter?
Yeah, he's a recruiter.
It says Oracle and Biz Dev.
Yeah, Oracle. He's not an Oracle Biz Dev. They place Oracle people. See, that's my point. And
gotcha.
His whole thing is all wordy like a big ad. Origin, that's his company. Origin is now fast becoming the recognized go-to solution for your Oracle needs. Widely recognized as a top Oracle recruitment business in Europe.
Bar.
Actually, businesses, there's a typo.
You would probably find that same write-up on their website.
Yeah, well, don't put it in there. Oh, I mean,
agree.
Like, you know. And
you'd
you know
find
what?
Him in a search, though, Animal. I think that's an important point.
The famous Mr. Bell. What'd you say?
The more times he's saying Oracle in his intro, the sooner he's going to come up in a search or the higher he's going to come up in a search. So I think
Neil, do you agree with that? The little trick like Maureen was playing? You're a little smarter than Maureen's.
You know, it's like Google. You know, LinkedIn has a search engine and people try to dupe it. So, yeah, that's possible. But the whole thing is LinkedIn is a professional networking site. Why do you know, your professional summary, it's your company. It's not even you. Like, who are you?
LinkedIn is becoming an amateur networking site.
Who's that?
Sorry, it's Levy. Fine.
Levy, why do you say amateur networking site there?
Well, it's in its original nature, it was highly professional. Now it's
I don't
gone.
Care about its original nature. Just give me some facts. Why do you say that? Do you have any support for your statements?
Yeah, look at all the groups you belong to. Look at the top people who belong to the groups. They're all recruiters. It's becoming more and more difficult to find.
Forget it. We're talking about the profiles today. Forget it.
Eat me.
Okay. Okay, this guy, Richard, it's readable, but there's a lot of puff in it. Thank you, Steve. Unsubstantiated. You know what? I don't like that background noise. In law, they call something, if you have a restaurant, you're allowed to put best roast beef in town on it, no matter if you're the biggest greasy spoon in town. They call it mere puffery. Nobody takes it seriously.
Are you an attorney now, Kellerman?
I used to live with one. There's so much garbage in these profiles just like that. Mere puffery. I'm the best. We're the go-to. We're the leading Oracle recruitment businesses in Europe. Give me some reason to believe you. Don't just say it.
We're human resources professionals. We're recruiting professionals, goddammit.
Yeah, okay. Don't talk about God on the show, will you? Okay. Okay. Neil, back to you. Neil,
hey, Kellerman.
To you.
Kellerman, Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much. I'm diverse, okay? Go ahead,
yeah,
there, Neil.
Yeah, Temple Beth Goyim.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to throw this one at you guys. We always talk about the bad. I want to talk about the good. We have Stephen Palmer.
Who? Stephen Palmer. Okay.
Stephen Palmer. College student on LinkedIn. I love it. Want to see more college students on LinkedIn?
Month ago.
I'm going to start the mutant stuff. I can't stand this stuff. You go ahead, Neil. I'll make your area code 949?
I'm 949, correct.
Okay, I won't take you off.
It ain't me.
You talk for a while. I'll just work the mute.
Or I'll just keep rapping. Hey, we got all the recruiters on the phone here. What do you think of college students on LinkedIn with their profiles?
I think it's great.
I'm not looking for any.
Right,
they're
not
looking for you, Jerry.
What's that?
They're not looking for you either.
Good.
Yeah, okay, you know what? That's an interesting question. Neil, do I have to step in again? Come on.
No, you don't. So I just want to throw out, you want to say something
about Stephen Palmer? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just think it's great. I encourage more college students to get on. I like the fact that he talks about his internships as his employment experience instead of, like, higher education for his industry as human resources, which is the industry that he wants to get into. So that's how he's going to show up in search results. I think it's a great example of how college students can be working LinkedIn. I just want to throw that out there.
Okay, Neil,
it's Levy. Even more so, the bottom line is it helped him get a job. It's that simple.
Yep.
Is that what got him the job?
It was one of the things that allowed him to be known around the community. It wasn't just his Twitter. He had been Twittering long before he had updated and upgraded his LinkedIn profile with the help of Carla Porter. But when he finally demonstrated he wanted to go into recruiting,
Keith, you're talking about the wrong guy. He's Carla's current intern. You're talking about Stephen Moyer. Get it straight. Maureen, he's your friend. Keep him in line, will you?
I make those mistakes. I can't fault him.
Okay.
Hey, Animal, can I speak up for a second?
Yeah, who is it?
It's Steve Palmer.
Okay,
hey,
go ahead.
Steve.
Hey. Yeah, no, that was Steve Moyer who ended up getting a job through Twitter. But I have an interview now for a recruiting job, and I got that through Twitter because I saw this woman. I think her name is Audrea Parrick, and I saw her on LinkedIn, and then I went to her human capital management site, and I found an application for a recruiting job there. They're hiring entry-level recruiters, and I have an interview on January 6th.
Aren't you a student still, Steve?
Yes.
Okay, well, how can you take a job when you're a student?
Well, I wouldn't be taking a job now. It would be for post-graduation in May.
Okay, but you found her on LinkedIn. You started going through LinkedIn looking for people you could apply to jobs for. Is that right?
That's correct.
Cool. Okay, so you said you found her on Twitter. You didn't find her on Twitter. You found her on LinkedIn. Is that right?
Yes, I meant to say I found her on LinkedIn.
Okay, thanks. Congratulations. I got to move on.
Animal, it's Mike Raymer. I have a quick question for Neil about Steve's profile. Can I ask
for
it?
Uh-huh.
Neil, on a scale from 1 to 10, how would you rate Steven's profile, and what would make it a 10?
You know, I'm not going to rate it a 10, and there's a few things it lacks. Number one, it lacks recommendations. So recommendations are important because, look, we don't know who any of these people are. They could be total phonies. They could be Martians for all we know.
Aren't a lot of recommendations phony?
A lot of recommendations are phony. That's why you got to look at who's doing the recommending. You know, if it's a college professor that you can, you know, call the college and find out about them, then, you know, obviously that's reputable. So I'd like to see some recommendations from some reputable people.
Can you have too many recommendations?
No, you can't. Not if they're all reputable.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, the recommendation is just give you more credibility because online no one knows you, and that's why you need a photo, and that's why you need to have recommendations from credible people. The other thing is, Steven, if you really want to work LinkedIn, you only have 11 connections. You're not going to pop up in a lot of search results, so you want to start connecting to more people. Get more college students on, you know, family friends, family members. Try to get those connections.
Oh, Neil, you're giving him bad advice now. But by the way, Rebecca Michaels sent me. Wait a sec. I want to talk. Rebecca Michaels just sent me a message. I'll get to her. So I looked. I have something to say about her profile. But first, I want to talk to what you just said. No, don't go to your family members. They're not connected. Go to link to Mike. Go connect to Maureen. She's got over 4,000. Connect to me. I've got over 3,000. Connect to Dave Mendoza. If you want to be searchable on LinkedIn, you have to connect to a people who've got big databases, essentially, and you want to become a part of it. This stuff that Neil just told you is ridiculous. Sorry, Neil. I know,
you know what?
You're only the guest.
Hey, I wasn't gonna advertise myself there to say connect to me. I mean, I thought
How many contacts do you have? Why not? I'd like to connect to you if you've got a lot of contacts.
I have 19,000 something.
I'm in right after the show.
You're right. It's important. You know, I wrote a blog post on my windmillnetworking.com. I'm not going to spell that, but about linking to LinkedIn open networkers or lions. And I had a friend who linked to just one of these top 10 lions out there, and his third degree connections went up by 1 million just by connecting with one person. So yeah, you should connect with the super connector.
You need a better picture, Steve.
Sorry.
You need a better picture, Steve.
Is that Rayanne?
No, it's Janice Worthington.
Hey, Rayanne.
Janice Worthington.
Hey, Steve Palmer,
last note,
I'd like to see more in the summary. It's short and sweet, but, you know, I'd like to see him more brand himself, more talk about his strengths, his experiences, just go into more detail there.
You know, Steve Palmer, I have to apologize. I didn't read yours. I just didn't get to it this morning, okay? But we have to move on. We're short of time, and we got, like, 14 people. And he's already succeeded. He's a success already. I want to talk to Rebecca Michaels. Did you have a look at hers, Neil?
I did have a look at hers.
I want to talk first, then I'll give it to you, okay? I thought her little tagline was terrific. This is what I like. Her stuff above the fold is very good. Her stuff below the fold is very bad, most of it. She is female voiceover talent. That's what it says. You look at it, you know right away what she does. I don't have to read for a half an hour to figure out what she does. That's what I like. If I'm looking at 100 of these things, I want to get him quick. What's that noise? It's driving me crazy. Anyway, the sex, then she's got a company name. Love that, Rebecca. I love it. That's great, isn't it, Neil? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, then there's this other stuff she's got in there that's just garbage, disappointing crap, I called it in my notes. Rebecca is a multi-talented businesswoman artist. She is an excellent freelancer you can count on when you need the creativity of an artist with the business efficiency of an entrepreneur. It's too mouthy. I mean, like, she's got tons of that stuff there. You know what? The one thing I liked that she had was she said, secret weapon for you. I am your secret weapon, whether it be in sales calls or photo montage videos, I can be your gun. If only she cut it down to, I am your secret weapon, I can be your gun. That's pretty powerful. I've never seen it anywhere else. But the
There's
other
a reason
stuff,
behind that.
Okay. Nobody else likes it. Okay, I could be your gun. That's good on a sales guy's profile.
Yeah, I like it.
It's good if you're going to go into the porn industry.
Yeah.
I wouldn't cut out the sales calls or photo montage videos. That shows you what she can do for you.
Okay,
I mean,
maybe you're right. I would put it, Janice, I would put it somewhere else. And then she gets like, but this is what I mean by wordiness. She said, business assistant summary. She's an online business assistant. My most valuable professional assets, which can serve you in your business. What does she need that intro for? Just say, business assistant summary. My top professional assets are professional audio visual presentations. And list it. Which can serve you in your business. These are people who, just if they can't throw in extra words, they're not happy.
Michael, it seems in some respects the people who get wordier are ones who get advice from outplacement companies.
Nobody gave her that. She's an artist. She put it in herself.
She might have had help, and that wordiness comes from the 90s. He's right. Levy's right. Okay, we all used to do that until we wised up and understood that, hey, man, get to the point, where's the beef, and so she's gone to somebody or she thinks that fluff is going
to here? Are you on, Rebecca? Did you call in? Rebecca, are you here? Now's your chance to speak up.
She's on
Twitter. Neil, I want to say, are you here?
She's following the show on Twitter.
She's on Twitter. Okay, hold on.
Burgers?
But this is what
Who
I had
is doing that.
Hey, Animal, it's Mike Raymer. I completely agree with you again. I think the top of her profile is excellent, but the bottom, after her summary, is too wordy, and I think on these online profiles, every word is precious. So we should all read through our profiles, and if you don't need that word or it doesn't describe what you're looking for it to describe, then take it out.
Okay, let me ask everybody. Here's one thing I put under my heading for when my notes on her, nonsense, garbage. On set and off, you can often hear Rebecca's lovely, contagious laugh. And when she's not acting, Rebecca also enjoys playing on the computer, reading, and tasting wine. I think that's nonsense. Does anybody think that should be in? Neil?
When you put in your personal stuff, I don't know if that's the place. Maybe Facebook is more appropriate. But my point of Rebecca... I'm in agreement with you there, Animal. It's a summary. It says summary, and she has a lot of stuff. She's multi-talented. She has some great one-liners in there, I agree, but she has to find a better way to summarize it and then put some of the things she wants to say under her experience. Her experience for each of the companies she works for is only one or two sentences. A lot of valuable real estate she can work with there.
Do you have anything else you want to say specifically, or should we move on?
We can move on.
Okay, so we got Richard. We got. Okay, let's do my good friend, the Cincy recruiter, since she's actually here. Okay, Neil. I don't know if anybody's enjoying it. I'll find out after. Jerry will give the show a 6, and other people, might give it a 7. But if we don't finish, maybe you'd like to come back in January, and we'll do this again. Is that something you might like?
Always a pleasure, Animal.
Okay, so Cincy recruiter. Okay, before I have a little speech here, just because. It says, before we go on, I want to point out that I gave Cincy Recruiter the Recruiting Animal Award for Surprise Guest of the Year. And so whatever I say, it's not because I disrespect her, okay? But she's using a photo on LinkedIn that I told her to get rid of it 6 months ago, and that's the only reason she insists on keeping it. What's up with that? That's big.
You need to use opposite psychology on me. You need to tell me you love it, then I'll change it.
Okay. There you go. There's my answer. At least I got it. What do you think of her photo? Couldn't she do better? Have you seen her other photos?
Are you saying that's not her?
that's her, but everybody's got a good angle. That's the lighting is not right for her.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Michael.
What are we looking at? Jennifer McClure's photo?
Again, yeah. this critique coming from a guy who has a puppet picture.
Exactly.
She's got a lot of attractive pictures. Why that one?
Because it's friendly.
Okay. Anyway, and then look at Neil. Let's get down to the real business. Let's look at her subtitle: executive recruiter, executive coach, and talent consultant, connecting businesses and business leaders to opportunities. You know, executive recruiter, that says you're connecting businesses and business leaders to opportunities. You don't need to throw that garbage in there.
That means you're not making money doing that.
Executive recruiter and executive coach, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it's that connecting businesses and business leaders to opportunities. I think, you know, I understand part of the branding is to differentiate yourself, but there may be a more appropriate thing you can throw in there.
All right, open for suggestions.
It's redundant. It's redundant, and it clutters up the field. Okay.
What do you mean it's redundant? Those are three different things.
Well, Jennifer, you have the word executive in there twice in the top line. So.
Mm-hmm.
Executive recruiter, executive coach, you don't have to say you're connecting businesses and business leaders to opportunities. Executive recruiter, that's what an executive recruiter does.
But if you search executive recruiter and you look at the search results and there are 10 of them on the first page and they all say executive recruiter, you got to choose one to pick on, to click on.
And you're going
to
pick one who puts extra garbage so you can't read her field there?
You're probably
going to
pick the good looking.
All I can tell you, it works.
Right.
Okay, then she says, who am I? An executive recruiter, executive coach, and talent geek. That's fine with me. But then she says, translation? I don't need a translation. I understand what an executive recruiter is. And so now she gets into all the corporate blather, a consultant, advisor, and partner to businesses and business leaders. She can't just say businesses. She has to say businesses and business leaders in the area of attracting, recruiting, developing, and retaining talent in their organizations. You know, you can tolerate one line of that, but line after line, it's just murder. It's evil to put that if we're in front of a recruiter or someone who has to read it over and over again. Neil, do you agree with me? Take us
Animal, I disagree with you there. The reason why is she's trying to win mind share. You know, CEOs, VPs looking at this, looking for recruiters. She wants them to know that she talks the talk. She works with business leaders all the time. I think it's properly branded.
So she has to say consultant, advisor, and partner. All three of those things are necessary?
Good Lord.
Well, if you want to do a word-by-word analysis, that's one thing. But just
no, yeah, I do. Can't you tell I do? Come on, answer me.
Hey, Animal, what's your LinkedIn profile? I'm just kind of gearing up for when we finally get to do the outro show. And all I can find is the Recruiting Animal Show.
I think consultant could have gone. I think advisor and partner are good.
Animal,
this is
what's
not
your
right
LinkedIn
hand.
Profile? Personal.
Start your own show, okay?
Well, I mean, a consultant gives the feel that you're getting more for your money, that it's she's going above and beyond and that she can consult on things. So,
yeah, you know,
there's an unemployed guy who's lying on his resume.
So let me ask you something. Did you have to say business? She's a partner to businesses and business leaders, not just businesses. Everything has to be duplicate or triplicate. That's how corporate writing is. It's not good writing. Do you agree with me, Neil?
So we talked about that on her headline. This is a summary, which you can go in a little bit more detail. She's aligning herself with company organizations and with the leaders of those organizations. I think they're two different things.
Yeah. I think this is the equivalent of filling your mouth with marbles before you start talking. Okay.
I tried that.
The question is, get business from your LinkedIn profile, Animal? I do.
You do. Okay, well, give us some examples.
My LinkedIn profile.
Give us an example, Jennifer.
I get people who contact me who say, you know, in searching for an executive coach on LinkedIn, I looked at your profile. I like your profile. I like the way you think. You know, I want to see if you can help me.
Why did you select consistently curious consumers?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That bugged the hell out of me.
To bug the hell out of Animal.
That's why she did it.
Yeah.
The bug the hell out of Animal. Okay, let's move on. Larry Engel. I think his is pretty good. Did you take a look at it?
I'm looking at it.
You're looking at it now?
Can
anybody else look at it, Larry Engel? He's got Larry Engel Gap. Now, that means, what does it mean? Google advertising professional or something like that. I thought he was working in a clothing store.
Can anybody hear me?
Are you here?
You, Larry?
I am here.
Well, you should have spoken up earlier.
I mean, Neil, that gets to a great point that Animal brings up. Do you think it's good to put credentials right after your name?
Well, if that's what people are looking for, you know, you're trying to be found on LinkedIn. You're throwing all these things in your profile so that you're real people in. So if you're looking for someone who wants to advertise on Google but's never done it before, he probably doesn't know what a GAP means.
Okay.
No. So, you know, if you're looking for people who understand what GAP means and are looking for, you know, it's like throwing an MBA out there, people looking for an MBA, it makes sense. But I did not know what a GAP meant either. I had to look at your headline and put the GAP together with the Google Advertising Professional to
figure
it out. Well,
let's ask Larry. Larry, do people search GAP? Or you know, like these resume writers have these bizarre,
Now that you guys are bringing it up, I would say no.
Well, Larry, let me ask you another question. Look at your photo. Yeah. Is there a reason you took it in the dark?
No. I have a I don't have a camera on my computer, so I just went into another office.
Suggest
a better photo.
To hell with the lighting, you know. This is my profile. Everyone's going to see. Who cares, right?
Okay.
Should you be more professional?
Animal, can we put a link to your LinkedIn profile out there with your lovely profile photo on it? Or
what's wrong with it? I'll give you the original. I'll give you the original from that profile.
No, I want it. People are asking for it on Twitter, and I want to put it out there.
What is your personal profile?
Go ahead, you're a recruiter. Look me up.
Your anonymity if you want to maintain that, but it's a lovely photo, I must say.
Thank you very much. Now listen, Larry. You've got Google Advertising Professional, Search Engine Marketing, Recruitment, and Radio Advertising. It's not bad. I would say his is pretty good, even though it's a bit wordy for me, but it's concrete. I can tell what the guy does from reading it, right? Neil?
Well, it's a combination of things, though. Are you a advertising professional or are you a recruiter?
He's not a recruiter.
See, I'm not a recruiter, but I work
in radio advertising. Maybe you don't know how to read, Neil, but that's what it clearly says, okay? Okay, Larry's was one of the better ones. And the lesson I took, I put at the bottom of my notes the lessons. Keep it short. Don't slag the reader with endless slews of words over and over again. Don't use redundant words. You know, but he does have mouthful disease. He says, consult with clients and media to develop, initiate, and facilitate strategic and effective recruitment, advertising, marketing strategies. You know, really. How about changing that to create and manage recruitment advertising campaigns. Isn't that enough? One-third of what you said? And I got to tell you, effective and successfully are two things that should never be included in any resume or profile.
Hey, Animal, Mike Raymer again. I'm curious on what Neil thinks about, because I really like this on Larry's LinkedIn, is right under his name in the gap summary there, he puts bullet points. It's almost like a resume. It makes it easier to read.
Absolutely. Mike, I'm with you. How come I'm agreeing with Mike? Mike's right about everything today.
Agree 100%.
How come Neil's profile isn't listed here, though, in your list? I mean, why aren't we looking at his?
Oh, I knew you were going to start that.
No, I'm just wondering.
But since the recruiter thinks she's getting back at me, she's posting mine. What do I care? I put it up there.
Doesn't he have 19,000 connections? We've all seen it already.
I have one more question about Larry's.
Go ahead. Who is it? Who's speaking?
It's me. It's me, Larry.
What are you? You're one of these guys who talks to yourself about yourself.
Yeah,
in the
Larry
third
wants
person.
To know about.
Larry wants to know about Larry's.
I
want to
know about. I want to know about connections, because if you'll notice on my connections are protected. Is that something I should not be doing? Is that very bad?
Good question.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people immediately say, you know, why are people protecting their connections? And because my background is in sales, and I know probably some recruiters are the same way, there's a reason why you protect your connections. So if you have a business reason that you don't want your local competitors to find out who you do business with because you're connected
with
them.
And that's exactly right. I mean, in the business that I'm at, I've been there for 13 years, and my competitors are Hotis, TMP, Nationwide, Shaker. So you can see that it's a very highly competitive field for people to be able to
reach. I'm with
reach,
you, Larry. Don't give away your leads.
Exactly.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're absolutely right. Don't let other people rob you of your hard come-by contacts.
Okay.
Don't let people say, you know, do you think you're better than me because you don't open up your connections? That's BS. At the end of the day, this is a tool, and you're using this as a business tool. So,
remember,
you know, I totally respect
remember
that.
What I told you, Neil? No end of the day on this show, okay?
Shouldn't that go the same then for anyone in sales to not have all of your network available for everybody?
I would agree with that.
Here's another one. Should you allow your competitors and colleagues to connect with you?
And while you're at it, why even have a LinkedIn profile?
Now that's a good question, though.
Because I wanted to say Gap.
Oh, look, I'm on LinkedIn. I'm into social media. Woo. Big deal.
Hey, Cincy Recruiter just put Animal's LinkedIn profile up on Twitter.
She's
who wants to comment about Animal's photo on there?
I got to tell you, before we get going, just a few people, I've got some short notes on them. I want to run through them before the hour's up, okay, because they came forward. Jeff Turlinden, his subtitle there or headline field says, passion for helping others to succeed and questioning the norm. You know what? What's his job? I want to see his job or something concrete. I don't care.
Oh, yes, passion. Get over it.
Yeah, get over it. Yeah, that's
he
what
has
I want to see.
Passion.
Yeah. Okay, I want to see a title, not a promo. That's number
you
one.
You want to see passion.
Yeah, right. Secondly, is he the guy there who doesn't what does he have here? Is he the guy who works for he says results-oriented leader. Forget it. That's meaningless with a
diverse background.
That's redundant. Yeah.
Redundant.
Oh, so you're coming back to me. Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Okay, and then there's Cindy Osman. I thought hers was pretty good, but she doesn't say. She says her tub title is, what was it? Managing Partner at Gartner Partners, LLC. She doesn't say what Gartner Partners is. How do I know what it is? Why doesn't it say Managing Partner Senior Recruiter? Then I'd know she's a recruiter. Are you there, Cindy?
Yes,
yeah, still
staffing and recruiting.
What? Yeah, it says staffing and recruiting underneath it, but you didn't put in your title. I think you should. Although, you got a point.
Yeah, you know, say it once. Don't repeat it. Don't be redundant.
Well, you know, you didn't say it. It's in the format, so.
Who are we looking at
you know,
here? Who is this?
Cindy Osman. And her name is Cindy Recruiter on the.
Not Cincy.
Cindy. We already did.
Was
Cindy
Recruiter?
First of all, Cindy Osman, she's got nothing in her public profile. I already said that on Twitter. Did you go there? What is that, a joke, Cindy? You're a recruiter.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to click that link again. That wore
what
me
are you
out.
Thinking? What were you thinking?
Out.
Which part of my profile, Animal?
Your public profile's got nothing on it. It says Greater Milwaukee area. I don't think you did it deliberately. You just don't know that it's like that. Don't log into LinkedIn and try to see yourself. There's absolutely nothing there. And you know what? The CC recruiter, she agreed with me on Twitter. There you go. If she agrees with me, it must be true.
If Jennifer says it, then I'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just go to your account settings and click full profile view under profile settings.
Who's the guy? Tyler Durbin. He works for Valpak. He never says what
he's in. He's in Fight Club, isn't he?
He's in what?
Isn't Tyler Durbin the guy in Fight Club?
I don't know. But they laid off, or they closed up. I noticed he said they closed up the online section of his business today. But he says he's with Valpak, that he's a marketing consultant. Doesn't mean very much. That's another thing. If you've got a bland title like marketing consultant, should you change it? Neil, I'll ask you in a second. But he never says what Valpak does. I recognize the name. They're that coupon company. He just calls them an advertising company. Really doesn't say what he's doing. He says, he keeps telling you, I'm connecting, like 100 times, I'm connecting all the people in Central Ohio with everybody in Puerto Rico and the rest of North America. Maybe he's a friend of Janice's because he mentions Columbus. Janice, is he your friend?
I never heard of him.
Tyler Durbin. Seems like Tyler J. Durbin on Twitter. Seems like a nice guy, but, you know, really, Valpak, why doesn't he say what they do?
Because we all know the blue envelope.
Okay. Neil, you still there?
I am.
Say goodbye because we're going into the after show. You can hang around. I mean, this is Jerry's show comes up, the after show. There's a lot of people here, Jerry. If they stay on, you've got to manage them, okay? The Neil, thank you very much. You did a great job today, and I'm so happy that Laura Wieser brought you on the show. I think it's a great idea. Now that you see how it's done, you're going to practice for the next time you come on, right? So you're going to even though you did a great job, you're going to do a little better. And we will finish. We will finish the people the next time who we didn't get to.
I'm leaving shortly.
Now I'm going to have to. I'm going to play some music. Everybody still with me? I'm going to play some music. and we're going to go to Jerry's After Show! Jerry, it's all yours.
Hey, ma'am. How's everybody
Jerry.
Doing?
All right.
Who all's here?
Hi, Jerry.
Bill?
Roll call.
I'm in the house.
Okay, we got Bill, Rayanne.
Yes.
Janice.
Andy.
August.
Blake.
Blake, hey, where you been, man?
Dude, he muted me, man. It wasn't me making all that noise.
Are you running the sweeper? Well, you can't do that, man.
My phone's been on mute the whole time.
Going.
Huh. Who else is still here then?
I'm still here.
I'm here. This is Jill.
Okay.
Jill?
Yep, I'm here. I've been here. I'm just kind of distracted.
The only recruiting groupie in the world. Love to have you.
Yep, it's me.
Are you still a big fan?
I'm a fan, yeah.
How's your consideration going for getting into recruiting? What's happening?
Oh, didn't you know?
Old news.
I took your advice, Jerry. I took your advice. I think you were right. I mean, I'm not going to do recruiting, but I'm going to write about it.
Hmm.
Can you write about something you've never done?
Oh,
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That's what writers do. I mean, you talk to experts, you talk to people who know, and sometimes you're in a better position to write about something than they are.
So it won't be an advice column then.
No, it's no advice. It's not. It's not the blogs that you guys put up, or you know, it's for your kind of helping out each other. But this will be more news focused.
Cool.
Yeah, you're going to follow Recruiter Daily, aren't you, Jill? Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. And I am.
Okay.
I did want
Those
to launch it. Yeah. So yeah. And there is a. I think there's a need for it. You know, it could be wrong, but this is what I do, and it can't hurt because I already write about employee benefit and HR issues, and to add recruiting as an area of expertise is natural. So, yeah.
Well, who else
if you can get something like Recruiter Daily, that's a really useful publication. So
yeah, I'm going to follow Joe Knox. That's Joe Knox, right? Or
that's Joe Knox or Louise Prestige, who does UK Recruiter. They're similar kind of things to where you're aiming, but they would be good role models for you.
Well, hey, real quick, guys. Okay, we've got Rayanne, Andy, Blake, Bill Borman, Janice, Jill. Who else is here?
Jennifer McClure.
Hey, JJ.
Hey.
How's it going?
I liked your LinkedIn profile, Jennifer.
Well, thank you. I needed some positive affirmation.
No, I do.
For the evil comment.
This curious consumer thing.
Okay, who else is here? Who else is here?
Hey, Jerry, Mike Raymer. I'm hanging
hey,
tight.
Hey, Raymer, how's it going? All right.
All right. Well, I like your voice, Jerry. You got a good radio voice.
Well, thanks.
He's a singer.
Is he? Why don't you sing us a song, Jerry?
Are you?
That's not part of my show.
All right. Didn't know you had a new show.
The after show.
Ah, got it.
Can you? Is this recorded? Can you listen to this?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? We've got Mike Raymer. Who else is still with us? I heard somebody say Steve.
Steve Garnsey.
Who are you, Steve? Tell us about yourself.
I was one of the people that he was going to review my LinkedIn.
Yeah, I remember that.
Aww.
He
didn't
make it. We can do it now if you'd like.
Yeah, would that help, Steve?
That'd be fun.
And we'll try not to blast you.
Yeah.
Unless you deserve it, and then it would only be helpful.
Well, I was kind of hoping it was good, and that's why you didn't do it.
Oh, that could be. Okay, here we are.
Jerry.
I am not a LinkedIn expert, so we'll let some of the other people critique it.
You know what? This is Neil Schaefer. I'm still online.
Oh, hey, okay, cool. Hey, Neil.
Hey, how's it going?
How do you spell that?
Moving on. All right, Steve. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. You know, I liked your profile. The areas that three areas that I think you can further improve on it. I talked about the recommendations. We talked about the college student who didn't have any recommendations, and you have two recommendations. And I think LinkedIn recommends you at least have three in order to get to 100% profile completeness. But once again, if you've been working for a while, you've obviously interfaced with a lot of people, you should be able to get a lot more recommendations just to give what you've done more credibility.
Yeah, I've got a third recommendation. It's just there's some misspellings in it, so I haven't put it out there yet. I'm trying to get the person to respect it.
Okay, I mean, I would actively, you know, I'd go out there even to people I haven't worked with for several years and say, hey, you know, your recommendation could really help me.
Can I ask you a question on that, Neil? Is that okay,
sure.
Jerry? How many recommendations do you think is the optimum number? Because a lot of the profiles I look at that have beyond kind of 10, it looks like they've got their friends and pals in, especially when you're seeing quid pro quo recommendations.
Yeah, those work against you. So it's obviously that you need to have a certain quality, but I'd be looking for at least 5 to 10. I mean, the whole thing is that no one knows you, right? Think of it as the yellow pages. You find someone, you don't know what they're about. You see a picture, you see the background. The recommendations just give it credibility. They're people now. It's like references from a recruiter perspective. Then you can see, well, who wrote the recommendation? And if it's one of their friends in a quid pro quo, and you know they've each written their own recommendation for each other, then yeah, it's going to work against that person. So,
quick question, important. Okay, I've got 182 recommendations, but I have a practice with customers, and they're not all quid pro quo. Most of them are not. Do you believe that really could work against you?
Who has 182 recommendations?
182?
Janice Worthington. Yeah, J-A-N-I-C-E.
Wow.
Worthington.
Okay.
But I've been around a long time, and they're clients. These are customers. So it's a little bit different.
Do you request that they write a recommendation for you?
Absolutely.
Do you ask them to?
Of course.
I'd like to know what everybody thinks is the difference between requesting it and having somebody just go and do it without having to request. I mean, there's 182, that's crazy. Do you think people are reading all of those?
Well, no, but...
I don't think I'd read one of them, to be honest, Janice,
you
want an honest answer.
Yeah, I wouldn't even stop to read one.
I think it's the perception of the number, not reading all of them.
You know, if you
if you had 182, I would... And I'm not doubting the credibility of those references, but as I know you, but my immediate thought would be no, that's collected or added, and I wouldn't be interested. From my point of view, I kind of agree with Neil that I think 5 to 10 max.
No, and I want to hear what you guys think. So this is all good.
No, I think it's fine. I mean, look, as a professional, if you're in a customer facing role, you've engaged with potentially hundreds of customers. So to have 182, if you're in an outward facing role, it makes sense, and I'd do the same thing. I'd ask for recommendations. I don't think it works against you at all, and I don't think there's a maximum, but they have to be of a certain quality. In other words, if you only have 5, but they're all the quid pro quo, and you see right through it, it's going to work against you. But if you have 182, and they're all from your customers saying great things about you, I think it's great. No one's going to read through them all, you're right, but they're going to read through the first few and then say great.
Neil, can you prioritize those and say, can you make them appear like your top 10 recommendations? Because I've heard that 12 is perhaps a good number to have, but you want a nice balance there, and, you know, you want to pick and choose which ones come up.
You can hide them. You don't have to display every recommendation. For me, I would not hide them if they speak value for me.
Yeah, but nobody's going to read that. If you want people to quickly get a sense of it, you kind of curate the best ones and have them show, you know, depending on what kind of job you're trying to get at the time.
You could, but then I think that also reduces the recommendation count when you hide them. I'd have to confirm that.
Yeah, but does that matter? I don't know. I think 182 is like, I don't know.
I think the point is even if you have 10, no one's reading through them all. It's just another data point that shows that the person's real, the person has value, the person is liked by their customer.
It's good to have a spread between the jobs, though, surely, Neil, between your roles. If you've got different types of references in there or different types of referrals to give people more of a feel of what you're going to do and not just the over-gushing ones that says what a lovely person you are.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, I come from the view that you can never have too many as long as they're of value. And, sure, you can curate them and then take your recommendations down, but... You know, it's all sort of user-generated content, and that's the area where you really have no control if you have a lot of people that recommend you.
I don't know. What I'd look at doing, thinking about it, is using something like a BoxNet file behind the LinkedIn profile to put them all and say there's all the if you want to see all of my referrals, here they are, because you can put any documents
or put it on your How about if you put it on your website?
I think right. We're kind of overthinking this. I mean, if you got 100 endorsements, you know, have them on there. Nobody's going to go track them down to another place and another place. And what's
Bingo.
The problem? 100, 100 people that
Jerry
say you're great.
Won't.
That's cool.
I would be selective. I would use them. I would use them selectively and put the best ones on my website as testimonials.
That I agree
you
with you too.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't.
Well,
I wouldn't leave
too.
Any bad ones on there. Is that?
I know, but sometimes they're not as impressive depending on who they're from or how they're written. You know.
Yeah, they can be fluffy and baloney, and we don't want that.
Yeah, a lot of them are anyway.
All right, I want to move on to Steve. So that was point number one, recommendations. Point number two is that your current role is Associate Director Finance, parentheses, volunteer at ProNet Career Resources. And I'm just curious as to why you even say volunteer on there. Whether you're getting paid or not, it's you're still working. It's still credible professional experience.
Well, I was told that during the interim, I've been laid off, it looked good to have something in there. And I put volunteering just so anybody that would come see my LinkedIn profile would know I was still looking for a position.
Okay. Recruiters on the phone, what do you think about that?
I'm not against it. You know,
yeah,
what he's doing right now.
The important point on that, I think, Neil, is that if that looked like a permanent job, he's looking for another job after 2 months. As a recruiter, that would, you know, raise some alarms.
Right.
Yeah. But as a volunteer, immediately I know why he's looking for another job after 2 months.
Right.
Yeah, I like it. Leave it on there.
Okay, good. Thanks.
All right, last one is your professional headline, accounting finance professional. I know the animal would love this because it says exactly what you do, but there's got to be a lot of other people out there that have a similar brand, a similar headline.
Boring.
Is he got a any way you can? I mean, what differentiates you from all the other accounting finance professionals out there? And then try to use a few other words there to sort of differentiate yourself, in essence.
All right.
For instance, you mentioned, you know, nonprofit and for profit. The fact that you mentioned that you've done a lot of work for nonprofit. You know, maybe that's a differentiator. I don't know. Or you mentioned highly disciplined leader, accounting and finance professional leader. I don't know. I mean, you got to play around with the wording there. But, I mean, just do a search for yourself. Put in your zip code in LinkedIn advanced search. Do the industry accounting and then put in the keyword, you know, accounting or finance professional. And look at all the other people that come up with similar words and figure out how you want to rise above all those people.
All right.
That would be my advice there.
One more suggestion. In the resume writing world, we are begging people not to use the word dedicated, enthusiastic, and I had you guys on hold for a second, so I hope I'm not repeating. Results-oriented, 98% of all resumes say well-developed organizational and communication skills, facts as opposed to adjectives.
All right.
Who's that, Janice?
Yeah, and you can tighten up your and I'd be willing to help you do this too. You can tighten up and without charge. You can tighten up your paragraph. Okay, your wording can be tightened up. You have too many transitions and stuff. You don't need to do that. Treat words like dollars. Spend them wisely.
I like that.
I'd like to take you up on that, Janice.
Okay.
How can I contact you?
Janice is looking for her 183rd recommendation.
You got it, guys.
Yeah, you'll find Janice. She's not hard to find out.
Hey, Janice, is Jeremy with us?
No, Jeremy's in Spain. Though.
Oh, yes.
He's been in Spain for 2 weeks.
I'm looking at his LinkedIn profile. I think it's excellent.
Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
He's trying to get his 183rd recommendation. exec job coach, at exec job coach, or 18779 resume.
Are there any others in the line that are waiting for their LinkedIn profile review, or was it just Steve?
Neil, this is Cindy Ausman. We talked about my picture and adding something to my professional headline, but that was it. Do you have any other words of wisdom and suggestions?
You have no summary. I understand that you're using your profile to sort of advertise your company because in your experience, it talks about Gartner Partners. It doesn't talk about you. I mean, what I want to see there is, I mean, you need to have a summary. Who are you? And even if you're advertising for your company, you know, people buy from people, not from companies. So I think by adding more color about who you are, what makes you tick, what are the things that you bring, it's like double advertising because you're already talking about Gartner Partners, but why do I want to do business with Cindy?
All right.
And if you don't know what to say, if you have a website and you're an executive on there and you have like a third-person written profile, you know, Cindy Ausman comes to Gartner Partners with 20 years experience and whatever, whatever. I mean, even that is a good starting point, I think.
All right. That's easy enough. Part and very valid. Confidentiality is huge to me, and I don't have a large network because 100% of my candidates are passive, so I very rarely will connect to someone that I'm currently talking with or, you know, I know that they want to move. So I haven't quite balanced out, you know, should I be building that? I keep my network confidential for that reason and keep a private database.
Right.
Marketing it. Now, do you agree with that? And, you know, and I look at the recommendations that I've had as, hey, that's a good percentage of recommendations to contacts.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to limit your connections by not connecting with those confidential candidates that you've dealt with, I don't see any problem with that. I think 136 is enough to you know, get recognized in the database.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. I'll post what marketing's already put together and put that in there.
Yeah, but so I understand you're using it less to be found and more to find others, so that's why you're limiting your own information. But at the end of the day, if you call on a passive candidate.
Oh, you said end of the day.
Okay. Oh, I said it again. Man.
Like the fifth time.
I do have an excuse. I actually don't speak English at home as my first language, so you're going to have to excuse my English.
What do you speak at home?
What's your first language?
What do you speak at home? Like,
habla español?
My first language is English. I speak Japanese at home.
Oh, cool.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Is that
so anyway.
Like something they say in Japan all the time at the end of the day?
Actually, they don't.
So what exactly is your excuse then?
That's my excuse. But the point I wanted to make is...
Those language fillers like and you know and like.
And okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So,
filling
my speech again, what I wanted to say was if I was a passive candidate and you were contacting me and I went to your LinkedIn profile, I'd have no idea, you know, who you are. Why should I even talk to you?
Okay.
There's no personality.
All right.
Neil.
One of the things that we do need to do here in the after show is
rank it.
Is give us your score. And Neil, you're not allowed to participate. I'm sorry.
I figured as much.
Rayanne, scale of 1 to 10. We're just going to do just an overall show, and that
okay.
It's really centered mostly on the guest and the content.
Jerry, who are we? What show are we rating? Animals or this show?
No, not this. This show is to rate the last show, not this
gotcha.
Show.
This show's perfect.
7.5.
You can only give a whole number, please.
What? Okay, 7.
Andy?
I never round up.
Yeah, I'll go 9.
Mmm.
Wow.
Given the last few guests, I thought the guy was he was on it today.
Yeah, but we're not ranking this show.
This isn't compared. I'm not saying compare. This is only on its own merit.
Okay.
Does Animal listen to this?
Then I'll go 9.
Okay. Blake.
I'm going to go 8 on a scale of 5 to 15.
Okay. I'll,
what?
I can run that through a refrigerator. No problem. Bill Borman.
A refrigerator.
Well, you say a 6?
6.
Okay. Janice.
7.
Jill.
Well, we are rating the animal show or the after show? Sorry.
Not the after
animal.
Show. Just the animal show.
Oh, the
show.
Animal show.
Don't be a brownie.
I'm gonna say a 7.
Okay, Jennifer. She's still with us? No, she must have bailed.
Just changing her picture.
Mike Raymer. You still with us, Mike?
Yeah, I am. Jerry, on a scale from 1 to 10?
Yeah.
I give it a 7.
Okay. And then Steve Garnsey, how would you give us a scale of 1 to 10 on the show and the content today, if you're still with us.
7.5.
10.2, half. Come on.
Yeah, we need a whole number, please, Steve. I'm sorry. He's an accountant.
You're the
though.
Accountant.
7.589.
Okay, I'll give it a 7.
Okay. Okay, cool, fantastic. Anything else anybody wants to talk about today?
Jerry, what did you give it, Jerry?
I would give it probably a 7.
And there was somebody else?
Yes, Cindy. Jerry, I'd give Animal an 8. He offered to fix my picture for me, and I have concrete, actionable items on the rest of my
recorded.
Profile.
Okay.
Is actionable one of those words we're not supposed to use?
Hey, can I ask some more LinkedIn questions, or are we moving on from that?
No, no more LinkedIn questions.
Oh, I have one more. That mine didn't get answered earlier.
Nope.
We've ended the LinkedIn. It's over. It's over.
Okay.
Jerry, quick question about the ratings. Jerry, I have a quick question about the ratings on the shows.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing it, and what show has gotten the highest score that Animal has?
I think we've done it 3 times previously, and I'd have to review my notes on that. They're kept in a under lock and key, so I'll have to open that stuff all up and get.
They're in the library.
This is on the higher end of the shows so far, I believe.
Okay.
Yes.
Just my initial feel for it.
Yes.
Bill, what could we have done to bring that score up a little bit for you? What was missing?
Few things. Too many reviews.
Okay.
So you had people hanging about waiting to be reviewed. I think you could have done less, and I think been clear, for me, been clear on maybe 2 or 3 reviews and giving more advice on people. But, you know, it's the Animal Show. You know the style of the show when you call in, but I think perhaps more advice on actually how you make a good profile rather than what's wrong with everybody else's.
Okay. And, Andy, why did you just love it so much? I mean, what about it just made you think, man, that just nailed it for me?
Well, you know, I didn't go along with your rule. I had to compare it to the last few guests, and I thought, I thought
you
this guy
can't
was,
do
he,
that.
He was engaged. He prepared. He did his homework. You know, it was nice. You know, as opposed to doing dishes.
So really, then, as a guest, he got a high score. The content and the show overall might have a little lesser score.
Yeah, I think that would be. I would agree with that. I liked Bill Boardman's comments, for instance. I can see his point. So let me, if I can, if you want me to redact it, I'll go 8. If you
no,
mind.
I'm not. I'm not saying you have to do anything. Man.
Okay,
I was just asking.
So I'm gonna stick with my 9.
Okay, all right.
Good guest, I thought.
Yeah,
I will add that one. I thought he was a good guest. It's not the guest.
Neil, how do you feel that the show went from your perspective? Not that your number is going to be figured into the score because we don't allow that.
I always appreciate the criticism. I believe that, I mean, is there always a solid framework for each one of Animal shows? I always thought they were sort of organic and always took on a new life when they started.
That's correct.
So we did not think we'd get so many people that wanted their profiles reviewed. We just started with a Twitter chat, literally, like yesterday or the day before. And then then profile after profile. And we didn't intend – I was surprised that Animal said we were going to go through all of them because I understood that we were just going to do a sample few to go over common themes, common issues. But I take the criticism that there was not that framework. There could have been more of a framework that started out with these are the important things that we look at. This is what you should be doing. Now let's take a look at a few profiles to give you some common examples of some issues that we see. So you're right there. And if we do it a second time, which the Animal hinted at, that's the approach I'd take.
Okay, excellent.
Now,
anybody else like to talk about anything, or are we done?
We tend to dive in. When you show us documents, we tend to dive in and get very microcosmic and look at words. I don't like this word. That word's not good. And we don't.
I think it's overkill.
Yeah. And this photo. Yeah, I just want to say Happy Christmas to everybody. Let's stop talking about LinkedIn and just say Happy Christmas and enjoy the holiday season. And it's
there
been great talking to you all this year.
You too, Bill. You too, Bill. Any special plans for the holidays, Bill, for yourself?
Just a bit of family time and a little bit of time off Twitter. Not too much, but a bit of time off Twitter and working on the True Events for next year.
Yeah.
So somebody had a question for me?
Yes, I have a question for Jerry.
Who is this?
Has there been any resolution to your issue with your ex split partner, or
no,
is it ongoing into 2010?
It's gonna drag into the court system in 2010. So
really?
Yeah, I hope not. But you know,
are you gonna reveal who it is?
At the end of such a great show, why do you have to just end my year on the fact that I got screwed, ripped off?
Did you have an agreement in writing
before,
Jerry?
Because we know you'll fight back, Jerry.
I don't even want to go back into all this. It's been just horror.
Hey, Jerry.
Well, you have a great year next year, Jerry.
You too, Bill, man. We love you. We love you, Bill.
And keep pushing verbal summary. You haven't mentioned verbal summary in the after show.
Yeah,
I think
it's
really the secret product for next year. Get it on your video for HR Carnival.
Hey, I'm working on that. I'll have a video on there by the end of today.
And mention verbal summary. That's the product. And not the video resume.
Hey, Jerry, Mike Raymer, I will add one last thing. I don't know the situation you went through, but if you would like, I'm happy to, you know, I deal with some of these legal issues and cases. I don't know how in-depth it is, but I'm happy to have a chat with you if you want.
Okay.
And if I can offer any perspective for you, I'm happy to do that.
I appreciate it.
And some of us have guns.
I got to run. Have a great holidays, everyone.
Bye
bye.
Yeah, have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, some of us have guns, Jerry. How about that? Some of us have guns.
Right. He knows
Yes.
But let's not record that on the radio just in case somebody does get shot on the way home. Jerry gets carried away.
Hey, you can have a gun as long as you reveal that you have a gun.
Right.
It's when it's concealed that it's against the law.
No, it's not. What do you think a concealed carry permit is? It's a license to carry a concealed weapon.
If you don't have a permit and you're carrying a concealed weapon, then it's against the law.
Why wouldn't you just get a permit?
Because if you're a bad guy, they're not.
If you're in California,
you
probably can't, can you?
I can do whatever I want in California.
What's the deal in Canada? I don't think you can have a gun at all, can you?
I think you have to leave them down at the police station, and if you ever need one to protect yourself, you just got to go down there and get it.
Yeah, can I put you on hold?
We should have asked at the border. They just stop you at the border. That's it. They just stop everyone at the border and figure out what's the matter with them.
Well, everybody, I have a client I need to talk to, so I wish you all a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and I'll be seeing you around probably on Twitter even in a little while.
Jerry, keep living the dream.
Yep.
Keep living the dream.
Everything, everybody. Thanks for all
Happy
of us.
New
Merry
Year.
Christmas.
Happy New Year. Bye, everybody.
Christmas, everyone.
Janice? Janice?